A well-known Victoria Radio figure faces two charges of child luring, according to BC court records. Al Farabee, a well-known voice on CFAX in the morning, faces a charge of telecommunicating to lure a child under 16 and one count of telecommunicating to lure a child under 18. Documents show each charge associated with an office in Victoria and Vancouver in September 2024. Victoria Police Department deferred inquiries to the Vancouver Police Department, VPD. The Victoria Police Department is not involved in this investigation and has no comment, VICPD told Victoria News. The VPD Internet Child Exploitation Unit initiated an investigation in September 2024, which resulted in the arrest of a 59-year-old Victoria man in February this year, VPD told Victoria News. On September 17, the BC Prosecution Service laid two counts of child luring related to the case. We are not prepared to share additional evidentiary information which may form part of the criminal proceedings, VPD said. A veteran broadcaster, Farabee has worked at the Bell-owned Victoria radio station since 1994. We are aware of the charges and can confirm that he has been suspended, pending an investigation by Victoria Police. We have no further comment at this time, a Bell Media spokesperson said in a statement to CTV, which is also owned by Bell. Farabee is known on the South Island for more than his morning show, but also as a supporter of charities including the CFAX Santos Anonymous, which he raises funds for through a half marathon. He's also a familiar face at the microphone singing the national anthem or local sports teams. According to court documents, Farabee is not in custody.